I'd like to call to order the September 3rd regular city council meeting. We'll start with our opening items, 1B, our invocation and Pledge of Allegiance. You'd all like to join me for a moment of private invocation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Right. So item 1D is our citizen input. Do we have anybody here that'd like to say anything? Bill's quiet. All right, seeing none, we'll move to 1E. That's our roll call. And Angel asks to be excused. So
I'll make a motion to excuse Angel.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. Number two on our agenda is the approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Against? Pass. Number three on our agenda is our consent agenda.
Make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? All right. And then we're on to our current business. So 4A on our current business is to introduce the budget process and council budget committee meetings. I believe that's probably going to be Spencer.
That's me. Yeah, thank you so much. I just have a quick one of your time tonight. I'm just introducing the budget process very high level, and I'd let you know where we're at, and then introduce our opposing
There it is. Okay. So talk about the broad strokes of the budget timeline, and then introduce the council budget committee meeting schedule. And really, that's the main thing that I want you to look at tonight, or to bring to your attention tonight. But first of all, right before we get there, the broad strokes, we just started September. We're starting to get into the budget season. We start the budget at the city in July with department heads, and we're putting together estimates to end out this year, and then we start putting together our estimates for the new year, and that goes until towards the end of this month, which is when we start our budget committee meetings, late September.
We're early October is when we have those meetings, and it just went up, didn't it? I wonder if our power's gone.
We're all day, so maybe your battery's
not. I'll just finish up here really quick. So that's late September, early October. And then November, we have a series of meetings where we bring everything together and we start saying yeses and nos and to different budget requests. And then in December, we'll pass our budget. So tonight, along with the agenda memo, I have an attachment there that has a series of meetings and it lists the dates. And I put the preliminary council members that would attend those meetings. And I'm bringing that forward from last year. And so if you can take a look at that over this next week or so, look at the schedule, see if things work for you. If they don't work for you, bring that back to our next meeting. We'll talk about the schedule at our next meeting, and we can do some switching and talk about that schedule, see what works for you. And that's all I have, really. It's just an initial introducing the budget process and the series of meetings that we're going to have.
Then we're on to our current business 4B. We have an executive session for personnel. So we're on 4B, which is going to be an executive session over personnel issues. So call the session first and then read this, or... So the first one is pursuant to RCW 4230110G to review the performance of a public employee. This first executive session is expected to last 15 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session, and 15 minutes.
622.
Thank you. My brain does not want to work. 622. So council will now adjourn at 6:07 to go into executive session. Okay. Oh, okay. The second executive session, just after, it's going to be concurrent, is pursuant to RCW 4230110(1)(i) to discuss with a legal counsel representing the agency matters relating to the agency enforcement actions, or to discuss with legal counsel representing the agency litigation or potential litigation to which the agency, the governing body, or member acting in an official capacity is or is likely to become a party, when public knowledge regarding the discussion is likely to result in an adverse legal or financial consequence to the agency. This executive session is expected to last until, what we said, 6:22, so 6:32 p.m. No action to be taken during the executive session. Do we need to keep our, things on, don't we? For the council? Or do they turn us?
I can hear you out in the lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah.